while the Democrats continue to play make-believe on impeachment, we're going to cover real stories, stories that impact you and I, and the attacks on Saudi Arabia. Here recently, a drone attack that shut down half of that country's output of oil and gasoline and such. Took 2.5% of the world's oil market down. Oil prices jumped 18% that evening after that drone attack. Now we're back online there, but it shows how vulnerable Saudi Arabia and energy production can be. Brigham McGowan is joining me, a former Trump administration senior advisor for transportation and infrastructure. Brigham, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve. Great to be with you.
Good to have you here. You're also part of the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration. So you look at these drone attacks. I mean, how vulnerable are places like refineries and oil distribution centers like you have in Saudi Arabia? You also have them all over the world, in the United States, in Canada. How dangerous can these drone attacks be?
Well, I think what we're going to find out about Saudi Arabia is they weren't simply drone attacks, but there were larger cruise missiles used. And, you know, it can cripple a facility. And I think one of the lessons learned, and thank goodness, oil production and refining is scattered all over the country, right? Not in one single place, whereas the Saudis pretty much use that single facility for their export terminal. And that's why it was easy to bring half of that offline. But we're far more resilient, but we're living in a different world. And quite frankly, it's a scarier world.
It's a difficult place, and like I said, the oil prices went up 18% that first overnight following that attack. Of course, the Saudis got things stabilized quickly, back online quickly, but if it had been more complete in its destruction, things could be very different, couldn't they?
Well, I think things could be very different, but with a caveat. We're in a much better and different place today in the U.S. than we were a decade or two ago. So, for example, last month, we pumped a record 12.43 billion barrels of oil a day, making us the largest crude oil producer in the world. That's, to put that in context, that's double from what we were producing in the early 2000s.
It's incredible. It's the American energy renaissance, by the way. It just makes you wonder, you know, when you look back at comments by Jimmy Carter and others, we'd reach peak oil in 1980. We'll reach peak oil in 1990, 2000, 2010. You know, it's all these scare tactics and nonsense. We have more oil now in America than we've ever had. Reserves that are incredible right now. Tens of billions of barrels that we know where it is. And with new technology, we can get to it, right?
We can. And if you look at not only what we are producing here in the United States, but if you count all of North America, so we look at all of our reserves further north in our state of Alaska. We look at what Canada has. And by the way, we have an integrated North American oil distribution network. We import oil from Canada. We export oil to Canada and different places. So you put all of that together. We are virtually energy independent today, and I forecast within the next couple of years that remaining 11% or so is going to go away.
So when you look at what happened in Saudi Arabia, then you say, well, it's becoming less and less significant. Our dependence on foreign oil, our need to involve ourselves in the politics of the Middle East becomes less significant over time if we continue to produce our way out of the need to import energy. But the question then becomes, what do you do about those on the left who want to eliminate pipelines, who say they want to keep it in the ground, they want to keep America, what do they want to tie our hands?
Yeah, it seems like, you know, Steve, to me, it's like they're using talking points from 25 years ago. You're right. We have to get off fossil fuel because we're going to be out of it. I was one of those guys, by the way, flying aircraft for our military during Desert Storm. I've been there, done that, got the T-shirt, don't want to go back, don't want to send my kids back, right? Don't want to send anybody back. And it used to be that if anything happened in the Middle East, anybody, you know, had so much as a sneeze over in the Middle East, our oil prices, our gasoline prices at the pump doubled. Ask anybody over 50 what the 70s were like. It wasn't pretty. And so why on earth anybody would advocate a policy to cripple our infrastructure, to hobble our oil production, is beyond me. We'll get to renewables. We'll get to renewables when it makes sense.
It's self-destructive. I mean, it's self-destructive. It's a self-inflicted injury for without explanation, because we are the cleanest, greenest nation on earth, yep, of any industrialized nation. Our emissions have been going down since 2005. We look after what we do here. We clean up after ourselves. There's no comparison in the industrialized world to America, is there?
There's not. There's not at all, Steve. And that's something that is very troubling to me, because when I listen to people, and I teach at university, right, as well, and when I listen to people say, well, you know, we just shouldn't use cars, I say, well, what are you going to use instead? They don't have an answer, because there is no answer right now. And like
cars.
I say, eventually we'll get there, but we're not there today. And why we would tie our hands and feet and jump in the deep end of the pool is beyond me.
Yeah, donkey carts is the answer, I think. Brigham McGowan here, former Trump administration senior advisor for transportation and infrastructure, and former administration pipeline and hazardous materials safety administration. Let's get a takeaway here. America's renaissance, mm-hmm, continues. I believe we're going to close that 11% gap. We're going to be completely self-sufficient. What a beautiful place to be. And if we're really good about it, we can export energy and create an American permanent fund just like they have in Alaska. How do you like that for a dream? I'll give you the last word.
You know, I like that a lot. And, you know, much has been made about the fact that we're producing more and more. And we're going to get there. We're going to get there in the next 4 to 5 years. I forecast it's like a flu shot against craziness in the world. We need to do it. And, it supports American jobs at home. And by the way, if we can build products here in the U.S., and that includes things made from oil, we sell them overseas, people pay us money, that reduces the trade debt, that's a good thing that keeps employing more Americans.
Brigham McGowan, a great conversation. Really appreciate you being here. Look forward to talking to you again. Great conversation. Very smart. I like that. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
There you have it. Good stuff here. We're going to take a break here, and momentarily we're going to talk more about the big rally, the promise rally going on in Lansing today. Fix the Fix is the cry over the changes to auto no-fault insurance. Did you come out on the short end of it? We'll talk about it straight ahead.